This is the Austin Road Show podcast. The Roads Rewind.
So yesterday, a termination. They got together down at the Augusta Municipal Building and decided amongst themselves that Janice Jackson and Andrew McKenzie needed to go. The folks that wanted McKenzie to go took this as an opportunity to go ahead and shoehorn Janice Jackson out the door as well. This should have happened a hell of a long time ago. Janice Jackson had a spot there. I mean, I first became aware of her total and complete ineptitude when she continued to stymie A.B. Ladson's efforts to upgrade infrastructure and take care of some longstanding problems that needed to be addressed. And also when the deputy administrator position came open and she passed over Steve Castle for the job. Steve left right after that to go to Columbia County, and their gain is Richmond County's loss. But she should have been run out. She shouldn't have been in that position. She wasn't, in my humble opinion, qualified for it. But she has been an autocrat. She has thumbed her nose at any elected official that she didn't feel agreed with her, that she knew was in a minority. And sadly, that meant for a long time, most of the white commissioners, because they've been in the minority. But there were a few black commissioners that she would do that with as well. She had enough in her pocket at any given time, depending on who was elected at the time, to where she didn't really feel like she had to pay the other ones much mind. And if she didn't count you among the number that always agreed with her, she didn't pay you any mind. That's never a good thing for an appointed official. I'm beginning to think that the way to handle these positions, and you might have a problem with you might have a problem retaining people, but I think that you should probably get into the business of 1-year contracts that are renewed every year with no buyout, no severance. And if you have to pay them a little bit more money in salary to do that, that's fine. I'd rather pay someone that's doing a decent job a little bit more than give someone an entire year's salary to make them go away. That's hideous. That is absolutely hideous. All these people that have threatened lawsuits, or whenever anyone says, well, this is to avoid possible litigation, that's the biggest pile of crap. If you don't have secrets and other, issues, then you don't have to worry about it. By the way, Perrin, go suck an egg. I've long talked about it. Listen to this. In your humble, unbiased opinion, your brother-in-law being passed up for a promotion, sure, she's adult. I get it. I said she was adult before he got passed up for the promotion. Some actually said he got passed up for the promotion because I said she was adult. You weren't listening back then, Perrin. And again, the fact that he's doing a job with more responsibility and better paying conditions out in Columbia County, they thought enough of him. Trust me, I heard it from two commissioners yesterday. One of her biggest failures was letting Steve Castle get away. Don't tell me my business. Simply because someone is related to me or a friend of mine doesn't mean that I'm going to agree with them or cover for them if they misbehave or act up or don't deserve something. Trust me. Ask Ben Harbin. That's another one that goes back before you. That's ridiculous. No. AB, and by the way, A.B. Ladson, who I always say is the one that probably was given the least amount of respect. He came in when Smith. Why does her name always? I blocked her out of my Teresa Smith. I've blocked her out of my mind. She was the single worst high level employee that served for any amount of time in the Richmond County government that I can remember. She was a decent engineer, from what people that know that business tell me. But when she was put in a position of authority, she was the slowest, most ridiculously backwards person when it came to signing off on projects, giving people a green light, and there was no justification for it. I'd been saying to fire her for years. She was finally fired when a bunch of construction engineers came to the Augusta City Commission meeting and basically demanded she be removed because her incompetence and her lack of initiative was holding up much-needed improvement projects and construction projects all over the city of Augusta. Getting a curb cut was taking a year when it should take a month, talking about getting the approval. And that's ridiculous. And again, they did the right thing by griping behind the scenes for a long period of time. But there's no way in the world, no way in the world she should have been kept around as long as she was. Anyway, that they had to go and make a big public spectacle about it is just shameful. A.B. Ladson was the single best public works director that we ever had. And they should have, he really probably should have been named county administrator instead of Janice Jackson getting the job. I don't know if he applied it for it or not, but had I been an Augusta City Commissioner, I think I would have gone for him. A.B. was a treasure. And again, he's left the county and gone on and done great things too. None of the good employees that I know of, very few of them, let me back up, very few of them stuck around. By the way, next person that's on the chopping block is the recreation director, from what I hear. Jackson has been protecting that individual, and it's going to be interesting to see what happens with her gone now. But Augusta City officials have got to figure out a way to terminate somebody without giving them a pile of money. I've been in the broadcasting business for 36 years. This is my 36th year. And there are some buyout clauses that you have in contracts for long-term employees that make sense. But when you've had somebody that's been around, you know, six years, something like that, and you're paying them a year's salary, something's wrong. That is clearly, especially when they're being terminated for poor performance. It really is bizarre. So I had a couple of folks emailing me about more information concerning the Janice Jackson termination / forced resignation. And it's not anything that I haven't covered in the past. You know, folks bringing up A.B. Ladson's departure and how much that hurt the city. And I think, you know, I had a note a little while ago saying that incompetence is relative. The woman was not ignorant, but she was threatened by people who knew their jobs. And the strong leaders that were in the Augusta City government, let me back up, the strong employees that were in appointed positions in Augusta City government, she almost ran off every one of them that I knew personally. And the reviews on her were universal. She's not insensitive. She's insecure. Insensitive wasn't the word. She's insecure, and she doesn't have the wherewithal to deliver bad news that the elected officials don't want to deal with. For instance, A.B. Ladson and Steve Castle both told me that there were massive infrastructure improvements that should have been scheduled and should have been underway years ago, and both of them pushed those types of projects to Janice as being a priority, and Janice didn't want to hear about it because it was bad news. It's like somebody telling you you have to have your teeth cleaned. It's not pleasant. No one wants to hear it. But let me tell you something. If you don't get it done, there's a whole lot more trouble down the road when you don't. And that's the kind of leadership, or lack thereof, that was indicative of Janice Jackson. And I had very little use for her. Also, I blame Andrew McKenzie being around as long as he was, in part, because Janice, that was one guy she should have run off and never did. He has offered consistently bad advice on numerous occasions to the Augusta elected officials, and many of them over the years, anecdotal tales here and there of them wanting to run him off. But for a long time, a lot of the missteps of the legal department were put on other people, Chiquita Johnson being one of them. He worked under her, and when he was finally named the primary chief of the law office, it was clear to me he was in over his head. I have any use for her, none whatsoever. She should have been gone a long time ago. And again, the damage that she did helping run off very, very competent employees is tragic. You can't get those folks back once they've run off. And also, City of Augusta got a bit of a reputation as to not being a good place to come to work because of Janice Jackson. And, you know, there are similar stories that float around about the Richmond County School Board, depending on who you talk to. And we got to get past this. This city of Augusta, and when I say the city, I'm not referring to the greater CSRA at large. I'm talking about the city of Augusta, has got to get over a couple of things. Number one, an insecurity when it comes to facts. if you have to spend $100 million to upgrade the stormwater system or the storm drain system or the sewer system, roll up your sleeves and get on with it. That's number one. Number two, if you've got someone that has done a poor job and the fact that they have done a poor job has put the public at risk, things like, oh, I don't know, leaving a short-circuited electrical system up in a ballpark where kids can get electrocuted to death, be a little more forthright about that, too. They immediately went into defensive mode the instant that word of that entire episode hit, and it made me sick to my stomach. Yes, they did offer mealy-mouthed condolences. The fact that Janice and the rest of the county didn't shut that park down until they had a definitive answer and released the findings to the public immediately makes me sick. Makes me sick. And, I mean, I could go on. Their lack of communication with the sheriff when it came to the way he's running his department, which I don't agree with. I understand that he's got the ability by law and by authority to set his budget, but it's up to the Augusta City Commission to approve it and actually provide the funds to him. The fact that they're not holding him more accountable for what's going on over there kind of bothers me, too. I could go on forever. Ding dong, the witch is dead. Hip, 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 hooray. Get your butt out the door. All right, some breaking information, an ongoing story that we sadly have been following since last fall. The legal team representing Melquan Robinson's family has sent Augusta Richmond County government notice that a lawsuit will be filed for gross negligence in the 12-year-old's death. This is Channel 12 reporting this from their website. The notice filed April 12th gives officials the opportunity to prepare a response to the legal allegations they'll be bringing in the lawsuit. Monetary figure, according to the notice, breaks down to $4 million for the wrongful death and $1 million for the claims of his estate. Right, look for this to be settled. And I don't, you know, you can't bring a life back. Generally speaking, you have a monetary damage case that's based on the net worth of the person or the income potential of the person who has been killed. We had a very painful discussion. I say painful because some people just didn't understand how one human life is valued over another. But there are some very hard and fast rules where that's concerned. Remember the used to be called JetBlue or ValueJet. I think it's now called JetBlue. The ValueJet, AirTran is what it became. But it was ValueJet for a while. And do you remember the crash down in the Everglades? Passenger load. I mean, I think there was like 250 passengers on that plane and the crew. And what took that airplane down was shifting cargo. There were some high-pressure gas cylinders that were loaded in the cargo compartment that were not accounted for properly and stored properly, and they shifted when the plane took off, and as a result, you had an explosion that took the plane out of the sky. There were lawsuit settlements for each and every passenger, and the value varied greatly among the people that died. Remember, the lady that was making noise about it had like a 25-year-old son who was a waiter, and I believe she got like $500,000 in the initial settlement. There was a running back for the San Diego Chargers who was also killed in that same crash, and his family got like $7 million. And she was holding that out as some type of horrible injustice, and while it's an injustice that anybody dies, the potential earnings of the running back versus the waiter were obvious. It is what it is. I don't know how you value a 12-year-old boy. There must be some legal rules of thumb, so to speak, or guidelines that give you that. I believe the $1 million for the claim of the estate probably kicks in. You don't know what his potential is. It could have been multi-million dollars. The kid could have grown up to cure cancer. We don't know. But since he was 12, they're going to put the value, the compensatory value, at $1 million. The punitive value here is $4 million, and that's where I have a little bit of an issue. Now, I'm not going to say that I don't agree with a stiff penalty here. I want to see the people that are in charge of keeping the paperwork in cases like we had in this situation. When the young lady was electrocuted back in, what was it, 2001, and the repair work wasn't followed up on properly. I think we need to find that person and lock them up. Someone didn't do their job. Some group of people did not do their job. And I believe that resulted in the death of this little boy. And while making the family whole is impossible, I'm not saying don't pay them anything. I'm just saying that's where justice is carried out, not in a huge pot of money being thrown at a family. The $1 million is fine, and I have no problem with that. You start getting into multiples of that, to me, that's not going to discourage. No one pays that out of their pocket that's responsible for it. There's somebody or somebodies in the Augusta Richmond County government who did not do their job properly. This was not an accident. This was negligence. And because of that negligence, a boy is dead. That person or persons should be held criminally accountable. Now, is it the same as putting a gun to someone's head and pulling the trigger? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Is it the same even as someone who got drunk and killed a child in a DUI-related accident? No. But professional negligence, someone should be going to jail in this. Period. I just got a note on the text line saying that this is why the lowest bid shouldn't get the job. The lowest bid, I understand your point, but the lowest bid doesn't mean deadly consequence. It shouldn't anyway. It should just mean lowest bid. There are plenty of cheap ways to build a bridge. None of them necessarily have to involve the bridge collapsing and killing everyone. You can have a low bidder furnish a product or a service with integrity that doesn't involve risking human life. So I understand your point to some extent, but if every low bid resulted in homicide, we'd all be dead. I mean, it's, you know, we've got about a 100-foot stick that rises up out of the ground here next to the radio station?
Yeah, it's about 100 feet.
And I wonder how much it weighs. It's a huge antenna that serves as basically a relay station between the equipment here and our transmitters in various places. And we also have other businesses that are piggybacking on our antenna. Bottom line, if the lowest bidder... You're laughing.
Yeah.
I know our company, and trust me, they ain't paying money where they ain't got to pay money.
That's true.
So they went with a low bid. Does that mean at some point that tower that's right next to us with 1 million pounds of God knows what on it is going to fall over and squish us? I hope not. My wife is listening. She's taking notes.
Yeah.
Your wife, too, by the way.
Oh, yeah. She's looking at the insurance stuff now.
Who they can sue.
Exactly.
But someone, if someone could have prevented this by doing their job correctly, that person needs to face jail time. Because there's no municipal employee that's ever going to blink an eye at the government having to write a bigger check. That $4 million isn't punishing anyone except the taxpayers of Augusta Richmond County, and they didn't do this. So that's the way I feel about that. I've been asked to comment on the sad death of Jazia Pollard. I learned this morning, and when the officer told me that was talking to me about it, told me the background of this idiot that shot her. Jazia Pollard, 2-year-old girl, she just celebrated her second birthday 4 days ago. She was as innocent a victim as anyone can be. I don't know. She was in a car that was shot at by the POS individual that her mother was shacking up with. And this guy, again, according to an officer that I talked to this morning, and it's now been corroborated, was on the sex offenders list. You know, I remember back in my single days, if you didn't have a nice enough car, a girl wouldn't pay any attention to you. if you were rude, if you told crude jokes, if you chewed gum in public, women with any taste or any discrimination at all would pass over you. Now you can be on the sex offenders list, and you get to hang out at the house. What the hell is wrong with some of these women? I mean, obviously this animal that shot the little girl, and he shot the car in a fit of rage because he wasn't getting his way. He again is an animal that needs to be put out of our misery, no doubt. But what kind of woman invites somebody like him into their life? That's crazy. You know, I've often said jokingly that women are superior to men because they control half the money and all the sex. That part, I mean, I'm serious about. But here, well, that part I'm joking about, I mean. Here's the serious thing. Women are the gatekeepers of civility and civilization. And when they tolerate less, they'll get less. If you've got a man in your life or a boy trying to be a man in your life that's acting like a damn fool and you're putting up with it, you're giving him license to be a schmuck. Now, I'm sure there are some men that don't care what any woman thinks, but they're very few and far between. The vast and overwhelming majority of the good things I've done in my life have been done with an eye to my mother, my daughter, or my wife. In that, those are your touchstones. Those are the... My son, too, to an extent, but there's almost an accountability. You know, the reason I didn't accept my invitation to the Playboy Mansion. It's true. It's because I knew I couldn't talk about it on the radio. My daughter would die. Well, yeah, especially not that night.
Whoa.
But, I mean, there's just certain things that civilized people don't do. And if you have a woman in your life that will allow you to act like a dog, you'll act like a dog. You know, I'm not saying all men, and I'm not saying that you don't grow out of that eventually, but young men especially, and the guy that shot the two-year-old is in his early 20s, and he's clearly a boy. He's an animal, but he's not a man. It's disturbing. But the mother in that situation, what was she expecting him to do? What was she expecting a known felon who is on the sex offenders list, somebody that carried a gun around for show, someone that flashed the gun at all times whenever he didn't get his way? What kind of life was she expecting to have with him? Well, the good news is the community is going to come together and see that this little girl, this beautiful little angel, gets the burial she deserves. I hope that this woman that made the decision to bring this animal into her life learned something. Hell of a price to pay.
Thanks for listening to the Rhodes Rewind of the Austin Rhodes Show. Listen to Austin weekdays from 3 till 6 on Augusta's News Talk and Information Station, WGAC, at 95.1 FM, 101.9 FM, and AM 580. Stream it live on WGAC.com or on the WGAC mobile app. Thanks for listening to the Rhodes Rewind of the Austin Rhodes Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.